Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another fun-filled episode with the crew of Crack. Have you had many accidents?
Car accidents.
All types of accidents.
Loads.
Really?
I actually wrote that down as a topic.
Really?
About injuries.
What injuries have you had?
Lots.
Go on.
So, I didn't break any bones until I was about 22. And then between 22 and 28, I broke my ribs, my wrist, my fingers, my bones and my feet. Just from football and stuff. And then I had a car accident. Did you ever write a car off?
No.
Did you ever have a car crash?
No.
Nah, I sort of was involved in one when somebody crashed into us.
I was driving to Athlone.
Oh, yeah.
From Mayo. And it was about I was working on the breakfast show.
So you had to be there at what time?
I had to be there around 6:30.
Jesus, leaving Mayo at?
I left around 4:30, I think.
Icy. What time of the year?
It was October. Dark.
Yeah.
Wet.
Yeah.
Driving up to Roscommon. Coming into Strokestown.
Oh, fucking dodgy roads, man.
Yeah, big open
going
roads.
Going round a bend and the wheel just went like one of those in an arcade, you know, that just keeps going round and round. And I had this lovely Audi A3 and it was the first time I always wanted an Audi A3 and it had a sunroof and it was super cool. And went round the bend, boom, car just went into a swirl.
How?
Honest to God, I have absolutely no idea. I went around the bend and I literally, the wheel just went like
no grip.
It wouldn't work. And I was like, what the fuck? And then the next thing, it bashed into the opposite side of the road, into the ditch, and then spun around backwards.
Jesus.
Hit a stake in a field and fired the car in. And I didn't know where the drop was going to be in the field. Like, I went in off the road and I just closed my eyes and held on to the steering wheel going, oh, fuck. And it just bang, and all the tyres burst in the car.
Fuck me.
And landed into the field. But the scary thing was, like, 2 seconds after I had literally come around in the nothing, like, as in I realised I was there, this fucking big articulated truck stopped.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was like, are you okay? And, like, loads of people, in fairness, stopped and they were all helping me. And
that could have been, you could have hit the truck a couple of seconds.
Oh, absolutely. If it was like, like seconds, like
Stop.
Inches. Or
it'd just be the fucking the Tommy and Hector podcast.
It would be. I'd be gotten. You'd be remembering. You'd be telling stories about me. Remember Larissa?
They breaking news on iRadio this morning. There's a big crash at Strokes down.
It was on my. I had to ring my brother to get him to come and collect me. You know, and he said afterwards. He said the thing that frightened him the most was when he pulled up the car to pick me up. There was like a cross where somebody had died right on that marker road, and like. So, yeah, I mean, I was fine and I didn't have any injuries.
Was the car in bits?
Yeah.
Right off?
Yeah, it was.
What did they say happened?
It was all the side of it where I was on because it bashed into the ditch.
Did you lose control completely?
Just gone, yeah. Jesus. I don't know how it happened, like, and, like, there wasn't, you know.
Had you the car long?
I had it a few months, yeah.
Was she serviced?
Yeah, everything was fine and the wheels were grand.
NCT'd?
I don't think you had to have NCT then.
How were the front axles?
Solid.
Good tyres?
fine.
Okay. Wow. A friend of mine had a
such a shock.
A motorbike accident one time. On an old fucking 125 or 250 driving between here and Mayo. And he went to a corner and he took it too fast. And the corner was sharper than he thought. So he actually thought he was going to make it, and then he ended up going straight.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was on the left-hand side of the road, and then the corner was coming, and so he drove across the right-hand lane in through a ditch and into a field. Now, there was other cars behind him, and he into the ditch and into the field. And what happened was wherever way he went, the helmet came straight off. Because you wouldn't be paying too much. It's a short aisle hop on a fucking 125. Like, the helmet came fucking
gone.
He fell. The helmet fucking flew off him, and the jacket that he was wearing flew up, and the collar of the jacket went up on top of his head. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So the helmet is gone, and
he's like a headless horseman.
Yeah.
And he said he got up, right? And he shook himself down, and he said he walked over to pick up the helmet, and he said all he heard was this woman screaming.
Oh my God!
He's lost his head.
He's walking around to pick up his head.
That is brilliant.
Mine wasn't as fun.
Have you had any accidents?
There was a place in Hazel Park. The boys had a house in Hazel Park when I was living in Galway.
Galway?
Yeah, years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And every Friday night, it was get up there by 6 or 7 o'clock because everyone was there. And that
everybody in Galway at one stage or another has either been to a party or lived in a house in Hazel Park.
It was just a big fucking party zone.
It was like...
Oh, madness.
Whereabouts is Hazel Park again?
Hazel Park is up the far side.
Newcastle.
You know when we come in?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Around UCG, but
yes,
back up here.
Yeah.
So... I had...
It's like the Chinatown of Galway. It's fucking...
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
So I had a mountain bike leaving Canal. I was living in a little... We set up in a little apartment up with bedsit. We had a public phone inside of it, a little bedsit, little freezer.
Only the two of them had a public phone.
We had a public phone inside the door where you put coins in it. And we're down a little alleyway in Canal Road.
Oh, yeah.
So we had two mountain bikes. Me and the missus used to go everywhere on the mountain bikes. But you'd have your dole. Missus was studying. And we'd say, right, up to Hazel Park. So I went up to... No, I went up to the Tatch. And I was mad into Holston. And I used to go up to the Tatch for £1.25. And I'd go into the boys and I'd say, hey, lads, Edgar. I said, give me 16 bottles of Holston. Darling, what do you want? I said, just give us a couple of a bottle of cava and give us...
She's a deep voice.
Give us a bottle of cava. Or give us, what would she drink? She'd drink vodka or something. I'd have 20 bottles of Holston. Holston pills brewed twice in Hamburg. The yellow things. Yeah. I loved Holston.
There was a vibe going around Galway at the time that the German lager was healthier for you.
So the only time I had a bad act, so we're going up past the petrol station, crossing over the main road.
On the bike.
Dipner went ahead of me on the mountain bike. I'm in another world. I've two big bags of beer
on each
side of it. And I was trying to catch up to Dipner. And so I put my head down up one of those side roads coming up to Hazel Park. And I put my head down and I started getting faster and faster and faster.
Working
faster,
the thighs.
Faster and faster and boom! Straight into the back of a parked car. Well, fucking bang. I'd be head down to get faster, but I wasn't looking where I was going, and I hit a parked car. Well, the thump, the beer went everywhere. I hit the windscreen of the back car, or the back screen, back onto the ground, with bottles everywhere. I had to get stitches on me balls. I had to go.
How's that?
Because I cut myself on the fucking front of the handlebars, but I cut my scrotum. And I busted, my head was like the elephant man out here. It was like, wow, it was pretty bad. But,
Was your scrotum bleeding?
I didn't realise I was bleeding till about 4 or 5 hours later. I was going, why is that stinging down there? And I'm above
Hazel
Park.
Oh, the jeans were stuck to it.
And all my Holston was gone. All my Holston was gone.
Not one bottle survived.
And, you thought you were getting your
And then
period.
I put my hand down and I had to get a few little stitches on the scrotum. But wasn't I going so
far? Did you still go to Hazel Park?
You never not go to Hazel Park. Doesn't matter what happens. Nothing's going to stop. Friday night in Hazel Park with the boys, number 26. I hit the back of a parked car getting faster and faster on a mountain bike. But it's just that quick little boom. Always look where you're
and
going.
Did you damage
always
it?
Look where you're going
and
on a
mountain bike. How did you discover you needed to get the stitches?
Well, it was bleeding. I got a couple of little strip stitches on it. But it was fine. It was no bother. But the Holston was all over. It was yellow bottles and labels all over the place. Dipner was about 100 yards up and she goes, Jesus Christ! because there was cars parked on this street, on this road, and I wasn't looking where I was going, but I hit it a fair whack. But touch wood, I've never been involved in a car accident.
Did you do damage to the car?
He didn't hang around.
Did you leave a note?
I didn't really. We just skedaddled. Yeah. No, not. I didn't damage the car. I damaged my head, and I damaged the bike, and I damaged my scrotum.
That's a fair old dose.
That's a fair old whack, but you know what? We got to Hazel Park on the Friday night. So then what I did, I got one of the boys to go back down to the Thatch to get more holes. Jesus, boys, you're busy tonight.
And did you go to the doctor with your scrotum?
Yeah, I got a couple of little strips.
When?
Steri-strips. The next day. It was sort of, I kept an eye on it and then I just got steri-strips.
And did you tell the doctor what happened?
No, it was down that medical centre there beside the shopping centre in Galway, beside back of Edward Square. I went in and I went, doctor, I think I've cut me balls. And he just put a few little steps.
Didn't ask you how or why.
No, because the doctors don't need to ask that, Tommy. They just, you know what I mean? It wasn't the whole story. I wasn't going to tell him I was going to Holston. But the motto is,
So you went in and he said, I think I've cut my scrotum.
Yes. What did he say? Was somebody gnawing on it? Why? He wouldn't ask.
No, did he just say, how did it happen?
I just
fell off the bicycle. I don't know what I said, Tommy. I just said, can you stitch up me balls? And he said, yes, of course. I'll take, we'll glue them or steri-strips.
So a steri-strip is like a plaster, is it?
Yeah, but it's a gluey steri-strip plaster. He had to shave away
a strip, Tommy, like it's a strip.
He shaved away a little area.
And where were you? Where were you looking?
I was lying there, Tommy.
Where were you looking, though?
I'm looking down. It's
and
not,
was it still bleeding?
No, he just put a little bit of. He put a little bit of cream. No, he had this little sort of a numbing cream he put on. He goes, no,
wasn't it? He was like doing. That? I was going to say. I hope he wasn't tapping it then. Did he find your in?
So
did your ball go back up where it was?
He said to me at one stage, he goes,
You have a
descended ball. I said, yes, I did, doctor. He goes,
I'll pop it down.
So he shaved it?
No, he just shaved a little bit, Tommy. For God's sake, it's not that big a deal.
I'm just curious. Is there a scar there now?
But sure, you can get a shave. You can cut your balls shaving. If you shave your balls with a lawnmower 3.0.
The doctor knows.
But you don't shave
it.
Them, but you don't cut them with the lawnmower.
So, and the thing that he stuck on to your scrotum, did that then
that
dissolve itself?
Yes. It was
that
lovely,
fell off of its own accord.
Yeah, there was no mark. Right. There was no mark or scar there.
Okay.
But the motto of the whole story is, look where you're going on a mountain bike. I gave the back of a car, and I was so excited to get up to the boys with my 20 bottles of Holston.
But you must have got an awful bang in the balls. Like, were you not doubled
over
the pain
of
that?
Yeah, but you know that the handlebars are like that. But there's a bit there. Little bit, and that's where my
that looks like your scrotum.
I went flying over the bloody top. I hit the back of the car. I busted myself. I hit an awful bang, Tommy.
And did he give you painkillers?
It happened in a split second.
So you wouldn't have noticed the pain while you were drinking the alcohol.
No, but you know when you're trying to get faster on a bike, you have a tendency to go side from side, put your head down, side from side, and then boom.
Tommy has that tendency when he's coming down the stairs to go from side to
side.
Yeah.
I was looking at Hazel Park. Those were the days, Tom. Those were the days. Oh, I have a load of little quick questions for you.
Oh, no. It's a game.
Do you like these?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Go on then.
Okay. If you had a 16-hour flight from Australia to London.
Tommy's leaving the house.
If you were on a 16-hour flight to Australia and you had three people in the seats and you were in the middle.
Oh, fuck
off. That's my worst nightmare. Don't even ask that question.
I have another one for
you. Pat Spillane.
Oh, Jesus. I have another one for you.
Go on.
No.
I was talking to my sister who lives in New Zealand recently. And I've, I don't like flying. And so my youngest boy is 9. So in 9 years' time, I'll be 61 and he'll be 18. And I thought, wouldn't it be a fantastic adventure, the adventure of a lifetime, to say to my sister, I'm coming to visit you, but I'm walking. Now, wouldn't that be...
What age would you be when you get there?
It could take 4 years to walk, would it?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
He's very,
I'd
very
say.
Can I take you through it?
Well, because this is... Let's get out. Here we go.
Well, wait
back
a minute.
The A4.
You'd have to walk from where to where first?
So, for example, one of you might give me a lift as far as Rosslare.
No, you'd have to start the walk from here.
From the house. See, I want to walk kind of off-road. Do you know what I mean? So
I'd that should take you a week.
So Rosslare to get the boat from
Rosslare to Le Havre.
Then you'd walk...
Across France.
You'd walk from France down to Turkey into...
No, you'd have to cross the top of Italy first.
Yeah, but I'm not saying, I'm not naming every fucking town.
Oh, you fucking will name them now, Tommy.
What you could do, so you'd have a choice.
Yeah.
You could either go left at France or straight down. So if you go straight down, you head down towards Gibraltar and you hop across to Africa. And then you could you walk? Now, you've been there, Hector. Would it be safe to walk?
Absolutely, you could walk.
From Morocco to...
To where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Zanzibar or Mombasa to get a boat
but
to Australia?
Eaten or something.
No, it depends the journey.
Would it be safe to walk from... Hang on, would it be safe to walk from here to Ballyban as the first
That's
question?
That's the first question.
But the second question, is it safe to walk from Morocco to Johannesburg? Is that a safe walk?
That's a long walk. That's a varied walk. And that's a walk you'd need to be prepared for.
In what way?
You'd want to have a lot of supplies on board.
No, fuck that. I was watching some walking show on RT the other day. And the host of it says, and we're heading out for a walk. We're going to walk the Schlieve Lucre way. And don't forget to be adequately hydrated.
Nyeh.
And have some... Fuck off.
There's a
like
difference.
We're a nation of children.
There's
Everything being explained to everybody. Wearing fucking pedestrian helmets. Anyway,
Sahara.
Fuck
the Sahara. That's a real one. Fuck the Sahara. Fuck it, the Sahara.
All I need is this stick for baiting bad dogs, and I'd have...
Killing snakes.
Yeah, a stick.
A hat.
A hat, because I wouldn't have hair everywhere in my head.
Sunburned.
And that's it. And you'd be dependent on the generosity of people that you met to feed you.
Coming through the Northern Sahara for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles. Magnificent. You'd meet some travelling tribes, some Bedouins, and some Tuaregs, and then you could head down through Africa. Of course you could.
You be killed?
No, you won't. No, you won't.
You won't be killed.
As long as you've got a smile and a handshake and a welcome and they trust you.
Nobody might be killed by an animal.
No, you won't be killed by an animal. Outside
a hyena outside or something will eat you.
Square at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Animals, badgers,
foxes. Nobody's going to stop. I've been in the
Where have you been?
I've been in the middle of the jungle.
On your own?
No, with the fucking driving
crew.
A jeep. Driving a jeep. The lights go on the jeep and we're in the middle of a jungle. We haven't had a shower in 6 or 7 days. And next minute he stops at about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were on a 14-hour trip with no roads, swamp. And he stopped. I said, what's, he goes, we're going to give this guy a lift. We opened the back of this Pajero jeep and in hopped this tribal lad with an AK-47.
Oh, yeah. You'd give
1 o'clock in the morning.
Is that a type of phone?
1 o'clock in the morning. And a man said, don't worry, they're not going to shoot you. They just use it for livestock and for keeping their property safe. And then he hopped in and he couldn't speak a word of English. Such a great laugh. And for about 25 miles down the road, we dropped him off again with a live gun.
Now, did the fella driving the jeep know the fella who was on the road?
No. You just
Tommy,
it's
you
just,
need to bring an
it's
AK-47
It's like Ireland
with
a couple of hundred years. It's a handshake.
It's like Ireland a couple of hundred years ago.
Yeah.
Fella's driving around in jeeps. With machine guns.
It's just like the openness of the country.
Okay, let's get practical now. Walking from Ireland.
I don't know
Ireland
why you're
to...
going that way. I wouldn't go that way, Tommy.
Because Africa, well...
I'd be going across the Kazakhstan, across Turkey, and then you're coming down into Asia, and then you're going down that way. Why are you going down that way? You're going to have to get a container ship from Mombasa to somewhere like Bangkok.
Yeah. Or else walk to the edge of China or something, is it?
Yeah, but where are you going when you get to the edge of the bottom of Africa?
You get a boat to some fucking... You probably get a boat to Australia then.
No. You're better off going all the way land, Europe... into Asia,
Taiwan, Taipei.
And then come down to Myanmar, Cambodia, southern Thailand, then into Bali, down into...
The closest is probably Bali, isn't it?
Yes, Indonesia. And then you're coming down into Samoa and then those islands, the Solomon, whatever islands. And then you're only 20 miles to the tip, right up
Vanuatu.
There.
Vanuatu.
Yes, right there on the top of Australia.
And are you sure I wouldn't be killed?
No, you'd be fine, Tommy. It'd be a good laugh. He'd need to bring a satellite phone.
No, why would you bring a satellite phone?
Would you bring the...
A compass.
Wouldn't bring any phone.
Okay, and is your son going with you? As an alien?
Is he going
anybody who wants to come with me can come. Anybody.
Nobody wants to go with you to walk to Australia.
There have
New
been
Zealand.
People who have walked.
Zealand,
has somebody? There have been people who have walked the earth.
Now So remember, I told you about the two Kunst brothers.
Yes.
Oh yes.
The Minnesota lads. So
yes.
What happened to them was that one of them got assassinated in a valley in Afghanistan.
Yes.
So it's not like this is not dangerous.
And why don't you just bring a gun with you, like that lad?
Oh
no,
yeah.
Because then you're inciting a bit of.
I wouldn't get as far as fucking Athlone with a gun.
AK-47.
There was a woman called Fiona Campbell many years ago who set out to become the first woman to walk around the world. And I think she was to go. She walked across England, walked across Ireland, and then she walked across America, walked across Australia, and then she was to walk from the bottom of Africa, right up at the top, and then up through Spain and France and back to England. And as she was coming up through Spain and France, it started turning into this big, big news story. It was on The Seven Show and all this type of shit. And it was big, kind of the first, do you think she might have been a Scottish lady? Fiona Campbell was the name of her. Anyway, it didn't. She wasn't feeling well in America, and she took a couple of lifts. And this news came out that she had taken a couple of lifts, and she was kind of scandalized on account of it. But she had walked a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
But for me,
I'd say it'd take a year and a half
to walk to. Mm. Oh, that would be a fucking fantastic thing to do.
Could be take 2 years. Probably take 2 years. 2 years, yeah. But you could really set a lovely trans-European, get down to Istanbul, the gateway on the Bosphorus, the gateway to Asia, all the way across Asia, Pakistan, India.
And you'll probably find pilgrim
you will
paths.
Have, Tommy, it will open your mind to the worlds that I know. Imagine you seek. That. You seek these worlds, Tommy. I know you do.
I seek them worlds. Yeah.
Larita, will we all do it?
I'm a world seeker.
Why don't we all walk around the world and no. bring our disciples on the podcast with us?
No, I don't.
And we'll have, like Jesus said, what he is doing. You're working in an office there.
Come on with me.
Come on with us.
We'll walk.
How long do you think what people would last with you?
What are you?
If they left here
But they could
Ireland.
Join us on different, they can join people.
But if they took
legs.
Off with you now, how long do you think they'd actually
it
last?
It wouldn't matter. Like, you hop in and hop out whenever you want.
You could say, come on, I'm going to walk across India with the boys. Our disciples can join
can
us.
Can you imagine walking across India and having no plans or food? And you
but no, how would you know where you're going?
How do you get fucking directions?
How do you know when you want to go where's, around Belmullet?
If you went up to a fella in fucking Afghanistan or fucking Timbuktu and you said, where's Australia? You go, that way.
Yes.
That
yeah,
way.
He would, yeah. The airport he'd send you to.
Look, it could be done. It could be done.
Maybe, but we will be done!
Maybe, Larita, you just do the first leg with us.
Maybe you need to
Ballyban.
Find... If you need to find somebody in each place that'll show you the right direction.
Ah, fuck
direction.
That.
Will, no, but
fucking
what will happen is
and
people
plans.
Will join us on the journey. People
just
are
go.
Great.
Right, you head off so and I'll catch up with you.
I am more concerned. What will I wear?
Oh, shorts. With a load of different
pockets. It
has to
pockets. Be a garb, like a robe. A robe.
Oh, fucking a Franciscan robe!
And a pair
a
of
brown
sandals.
Franciscan robe with an old fucking belt across it with the knots of the rosary.
Now, some people like putting
Seriously.
On bondage leather stuff. Some yeah. people have fantasies about dressing up in really tight gear leather. But Tommy is getting
sure
look at Tommy
now,
getting the horn for the Franciscan robe. I always knew he's a Franciscan.
Oh, I'd love
you
that.
Are a Franciscan.
And a pair of Jesus sandals.
Yes!
You are for a Franciscan. All,
because in the cold, you could have a pair of socks in your pocket and then for the heat, you'd your feet out in it.
A fucking... But do you know St. Francis of Assisi?
Yes.
Was the maddest fucker on the planet. Oh, and all right. the Franciscans have a wild,
mad
brilliant,
God.
Creative streak. And I know that this man here,
so,
he's a Franciscan.
He
That's
is.
Who he is. Incarnated as a comedian. He is a Franciscan of Navan and of modern times.
I did a bit of inquiry about becoming a lay Franciscan. It's
right.
a Franciscan without being a Franciscan.
Right.
Like, how can you be a Franciscan with a wife and
possible?
Child? I let you know how I'm making inquiries.
There are great Franciscans.
What do you think you'd
there?
Be required to do as a lay Franciscan?
I have no idea, but I hope it involves.
It's only a half Franciscan, not full Franciscan.
Yeah, hope
you might be able to give out Holy Communion.
Tommy, a robe, a leather
a robe.
Belt, a sandals, a stick, and a
you
beard.
You need a knife, a compass, a knife, and a compass.
It's not MacGyver. We're not. It's
but he needs to eat.
It's not around the world in 80 days of Phileas Fogg.
He's yeah. going to be able to bring his lentil.
He'll have his little mobile in there and he'll give him €20 credit and tell him to fuck off and we'll see him in 2 years and Yvonne and the kids will all wave him at the door.
And would I
have underpants?
No. Well, you would because you'd have
you'd need to bring the pseudo-creme definitely for the chaffing.
See, I'm not bringing a bag. I might have a little satchel, like
yeah.
a real small
well,
one.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Small
one.
Yeah.
One that you can put on
you'll
the back of
you fucking need pseudo-creme at certain points of the place. You'll need sun cream.
Sun cream.
And a hat.
Something to
hat.
Put on your lips.
And I'd need, I get hay fever, so I'd need antihistamine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, don't let him. Oh.
You'd be ruined with the hay fever.
And I'd need
the pollen count in fucking Pakistan will go right through you.
And I'd need me anti-statins.
Oh, yeah, yes, that's
what
I'd have.
And
need
a few Imodium and Motilium.
Oh, just in case he gets the runny
them.
Belly
yeah.
and a dirty scut around.
Yeah.
So the danger of wearing a Franciscan robe would be one, people would think you were Franciscan, and I wouldn't be. And the other one would be that if you're walking through Islamic areas, like say the fucking you're walking through say you had to stride through Caliphate. And they seen you walking through
with
a Franciscan robe, would you be in trouble there?
No. As long as you show respect, Tommy. To the Muslim world, show respect.
Okay, and how would I do that?
By being respectful,
okay.
And they would see that
you're my guide, Hector.
But apart from that, I would need to give you some shots. I'm going to give
you. Oh yeah, you need shots.
You cannot travel without diphtheria.
These are typhoid.
No, I'll have to give you an injection. I get my injections off a doctor in Saltail, Boffy. I know him for years. Great
guy. You get them off him.
And it was one I forgot a couple of years ago going on a trip. We were going to South America and I said, Boff. I rang him. I said, Boff. Fucking the rabies shot. The rabies. Will you check? He goes, fuck, it's 10 years since you got your last one. He says, come out to me. What time are you? I said, I'm flying in the morning. Can you get out to me? Yeah, I said. He came out of the house. 8 o'clock in the evening, I stuck my arm out the window and he just went, rabies done. So you'll need all them shots. Rabies, diphtheria, cholera, typhoid, hepatitis A.
COVID.
Tommy, you'll need a lot of shots to travel.
Why? Why do you need
Because
shots?
You don't want to get fucking typhoid.
Yeah.
Or cholera.
But if you get it, you get it.
Oh, be the Lord Jesus.
Well, the walk will take a lot longer.
And malaria. If you get it, you get it. Yeah. You'll be sitting there and you won't know raving. What planet you're on, yeah. Raving and sweating for 9 days and nine nights. Not a clue has he about international travel.
No.
But I do like his innocence.
And he's going to be walking through every
I do admire it, the Franciscan Tiernan.
Well,
are you going to bring fucking documentary?
Will you bring your credit cards or?
No, you'd have no money. You have no money.
No money at all?
No money at all, no.
So what are you going
to eat? That's why you'd have to drive me to Rosslare. But once I got to Le Havre, I was on my own. But you have to have something. So the Kunst brothers walked with a donkey because they thought if they had a donkey, people would engage them in conversation.
You should walk with a Honda 50, but don't use it.
Just push a Honda 50 from here to New Zealand.
No, that's too hard.
What about a mountain bike?
No, because that wouldn't work on the sand.
No. What do you bring with you? No, if you have little things to give as gifts to people in the countryside.
No, but you wouldn't be able to carry that already.
No, little small things like little...
I need an Arctic truck full of stuff if I'm walking to fucking New Zealand.
Be going red like
no, but gifts are good. Like, give them here is a here is
the three
a
wise
here
men
is a rosary beads from the sacred pilgrimage place of Knock.
Could I munge them as a present?
Yeah,
you could, and give them typhoid.
No, but like you need to have certain things with you, Tommy. You just
so what can I? Is there something I can be bringing? With, like, if I walk from here to New Zealand with a parrot.
A parrot, yes.
On my shoulder.
A noggin and a lovely strong noggin of whiskey.
How about if I walk from here to New Zealand with a pool cue?
No, that might work because you could use it as a crutch.
What, is there anything I could bring just to...
Do you put on the high-vis jacket then?
Oh, fuck
then,
off, high-vis.
Yeah, he'll have the high-vis.
With fucking pedestrian helmets.
Yeah, yeah, he'll have
that. What else could you bring from Ireland? The pool cue, yeah. No, you have your stick.
I have my stick,
I think a parrot or a dog, maybe.
Somewhere...
No, a dog...
Something that would make people smile and know this man is no danger.
I'd say when they see you, in fairness, they probably get
well,
that.
Well, you could bring it. You could wear, yeah, you could have a one GA jersey.
The parrot wouldn't work because an eagle would come down and swoop and eat it or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, any suggestions as what I should bring on my 2-year walk?
When do you think you might be heading off?
Well, I'll have to wait till Theo's 18.
Oh, he's going with you?
No, because you have to fucking do your dad stuff until the child is 18.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to bring him with you.
And then you'd invite, I'd invite Yvonne and I'd invite all the children. I say, would you like to come on this adventure with me?
No, I doubt they would.
They might come on bits of it.
They'd meet you when you get there, probably.
Would you bring us with you?
Absolutely. It's an open invitation.
Yeah, but Tommy...
It's not a commitment to solitude. It's a commitment to adventure.
All I can say is there are amazing places on this fucking planet that we need to make an effort to go and see.
John Bishop, comedian and pal of mine, cycled from Perth to Sydney and then from Sydney... to Liverpool. Before he became a stand-up, he went on his fucking bicycle from Sydney to Liverpool. It's an amazing thing to
do. Amazing, yeah.
And we think these adventures are only for the young and slightly wild.
But he was young.
They're there.
Any
adventure.
And I don't want a fucking backpack and fucking plans and maps and fucking... shit like that. Gone. Adventure.
Just go without anything.
But you have to wear the right clothes because you don't be fucking...
Would you be
the underpants thing is crucial for me, if I'm being honest.
What?
Just deciding on underpants.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want...
You don't be changing underpants
every day.
No,
but you don't want the too tight either, Tommy, because there will be condensation and there will be chaffing.
I just think no underpants and a bit of Vaseline.
Probably better, yeah. I would say you'd be cleaner.
So the key to here is of our conversation where we're saying, how do we make the daily routine better? How do we change our life? How do we do this? How do we that?
Walk to Australia.
We just fucking get a sense of adventure.
So I want to bring my wife to London for a few days at Christmas time.
Right.
So... but I'm trying to persuade her to go on the boat and the train. Now, that adds a day's travel either side of
it. And why don't you say we book into a hostel in Camden? She'd love that.
Yeah.
She'd love that, Tommy. Now, if you really wanted it, Tommy.
Why don't you walk to Dublin while you're at it?
Why don't you... Yeah.
Oh, God.
I would if there was a greenway.
Bloody go on the bloody... Why don't you drive then?
To London.
Across the Severn River.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I was offered a gig in Vienna?
Yes, and you wouldn't go because it's too far away and you'd have to cut and go on a plane.
No, but I'd go there if I could go by the boat and the train.
No, and Tommy, your wife is going to get sick of you. You have to go on a plane sometimes.
Why, Louisa?
Because she's going to get fucking pissed off.
What is wrong with going by boat and train?
It takes too long and it's boring and it's not nice.
What do you mean it's not nice? When's the last time you were on the boat and the train? It's fucking beautiful.
What train? The train from Dublin to...
The train from fucking Holyhead to London.
Oh, Tommy, get lost. Just get on a bloody plane and go and cop on, will you? Like, what age are you? Cop on. Seriously, like, grow the fuck up. Nobody wants to be going around, walking around for fucking days and weeks and trying to get there. She wants to go to London for a few days.
Yes.
For glamorous reasons and for pampering and for, like, to enjoy herself. She doesn't want to fucking walk to Dublin and get out fucking
a fucking Holyhead fucking boat with a bag of crisps Hollyhead and a pint of Smiddix.
Yeah. Go away and fuck
smell
off.
Smell of piss in the jacks.
Go on your own then and she'll fuck meet off. You over there and stay in a nice
You're
hotel.
Right, Loretta.
Seriously, fucking
sit on a plane
on,
and crunch up your knees and have the smell of curry
Seriously.
Walking by you and lotto tickets.
If you want to walk somewhere, go off on your own. I'm sure
I will drive. I will drive to Dublin.
Yes.
And then we get the boat.
Just go on the plane.
And the piss and rain in and the, and oh, the, and the boat
so
up and down and...
Stand in line.
Stand in line. Arr,
yeah, and then get on a train. And it's fucking smelly on a train.
Have the cavalry with the truckers on the boat.
And then
seriously.
When, yeah, and then
honest
you look
to
at
God,
your clock.
You're
it's
11
o'clock
married.
On a Friday night. We won't get to London till Monday.
It's a 4 or 5 hour crossing, and then it's about an 8 hour
bus journey.
An 8 hour. We could. No, the train would be better. And it's
all class.
And then, oh wow, you're really spoiling her going on the
in
train.
Into Luton. Into St Pancras, is it?
And then wait for the connection.
And then, oh, no. Do you know the funny thing he'll do then? He'll be all about this sense of adventure. And we've got the boat. And next minute then he'd have a fucking limousine picking him up to bring him to the poshest hotel in fucking Covent Garden. I can fucking kid you not. He has his favourite hotels in London.
I'm excited about that bit.
It's a juxtapose. He'll say, I'm doing it this way.
Contradiction is the word you're looking for.
Yes, it's a juxtapose exaggeration of a hyperbole.
It's a hyperbole.
He's fucking, and then he'll get the best of the best, and then he'll have the best restaurants and the best ever and the great weekend, and then they'll say, right, we have to get the train home now instead of having a fucking private jet for $4,000 that'll pick you up from fucking
a fucking helicopter. Be over there in 20 minutes, will you? Cop on.
Exactly, cop on to yourself.
Jesus Christ, it's not bad enough going off on your own, but don't be inflicting your depressing life on other people, Tommy. You're lucky to have a wife and keep her happy by bringing her to places she wants to go to and not how you want to take her there.
Is there not two of us in this relationship?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. Exactly. So stop trying to infiltrate your ways of thinking on her. She wants to go on a nice plane.
That's what our marriage is missing, Louisa. You.
St. Tommy of Assisi.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I was thinking about liars. Do you know any liars?
Loads of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Barefaced, fucking.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, don't know loads of them now, but I don't like it. It's not a nice trait.
And in what kind of circumstances would you?
But you know what? The ones that really fascinate me are these pathological liars that just absolutely cannot tell the truth. That's the like they live in a fan. Do they like? Do they? Is it possible? Is it a? Is it a psychosis? Is it a mental problem?
What it is, you ask them a question, and they just want a bit of breathing space. So rather than tell you the truth, they'll tell you a lie. Did you do that? No. You saw them do it. Yeah. And they go, no. And it's just to give them that little bit of fucking.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like it's an instinctive reaction. So where would you come across these liars like?
Well, I was out. I was on a night out once. And I was in. Just a few of us went out. And I didn't have a lot of money at the time. But one of the girls that was in my company took my handbag, brought it to the toilet, stole my money out of it, and said to me, and the only reason I know that for a fact is because I watched the CCTV footage and I saw it happening. And I called her.
W-A-G-O-N.
Yes. Called her, asked her, because I only realised I didn't have money when I got out of the taxi at home to pay. And I was like,
where's your money?
Fuck, €70, gone. Yeah. Like, and the taxi driver, in fairness, let me go in for free, and I paid him again. And I rang her the next day and I said, I hadn't had a lot to drink. I could work it back. It wasn't busy. It was too easy to pick out who it was. And I asked her, do you know who took my money? Like, you know, I gave her an opportunity to. And do you know what she said? You just don't know. She might have needed that money. She might have needed that money.
She said that.
Yeah. And I said, who? I said, listen, I said, how did she know I didn't need it? Like, you know, that's.
She was talking about the person who she said, another person who she said.
Yeah, and she just lied barefaced to me.
But
she never, ever spoke to me again since.
Okay, but I think there's something in that, Loretta. I think the fact that she said that is kind of saying.
But I said, I wouldn't mind if that person needed the money because I would have given them the money if I had had it. Okay, and I would have, I coaxed it out.
And there was no hint of what they might have needed the money for.
I said, did you take it? No.
And then what did you do then?
Like, I mean, she might have needed the money. I mean, listen, everyone, like, we've all been there. Like,
yes.
We've all been there. We've all been there where we couldn't afford to go out. We didn't have the money. I would never do it to somebody else because I just wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
But to be able to, like, instead of saying, listen, I'm really sorry. I really needed it. I'm really sorry. I'll give it back to you in a few weeks' time. Or,
What could you possibly have needed €70 for? Rent or
clothes,
something like that. I love lying on stage. Like I tell
you
lies on
for
stage.
A living. You lie.
No, but I would say things that just aren't true. Like I'd be on stage and say, well, you know, I lived for 4 years in Sweden when I was a young fella. You know, and then you see it on Wikipedia. Lived in Sweden for 4 years. So I know
Roscoe.
But that's fine. That's kind of enjoyable stuff, and that's innocent.
They're innocent.
And kids' lies are funny as
I love lying about the temperatures when I get to see a Siberia. I was in Siberia 4 years ago. It's -47. Now it was -26, but I always pump it up.
Yeah,
a few
pump
days.
It up. Or pump it down.
There's little lies like that. Would you lie? Have you lied to your kids? Have you lied nicely? Have you lied recently? Have you?
What's fun lies
you,
like?
Have you had to lie
unhurtful
recently?
Unhurtful lies.
Have you had to lie recently?
Oh
yeah. What time?
There's
you
just been nothing on. Or you know the kind of lies you go, I can't go out tonight because you know you just make up an excuse or something.
Yeah, like because I'm deaf.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like, I've just turned deaf.
Like,
I've just gone deaf. Yeah, I can't go out tonight. Noel, great talking to you. Good luck.
See ya.
Yeah, that's an interesting one about the girl stealing the money. Because did you retrace your steps? Tell me about the CCTV, because I've got a really good story about CCTV, retracing steps.
Yeah, so I mean, I knew, just out of curiosity. I mean, I didn't make it any more difficult for than it was. I mean, I could have gone to the guards and I could have, you know, done all that. And I didn't, because I didn't want to, if she was going through a difficult time, I didn't want to make it worse.
Sure. Yeah.
So just out of curiosity, myself and the other girl that was out with me that night, we went and we watched the CCTV and we saw it all unfold.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just perfectly, like, you know. But, I mean, look, we didn't need to watch the CCTV. We knew straight away.
Was it shocking to see that it actually happened,
though? Yeah, like, it's an awful, you know, I mean, when you have people in your circle.
That's your friend.
You don't want that to.
Stealing.
It's not a nice thing.
I walked across the, we were living in 32 Watson Road, and I walked across the landing one Saturday morning with an awful hangover, and I went into my brother's room and I said, where's the money? I said, where's the fucking money? Freddie was in bed, he was in bits. I said, where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money, Fred? He says, what are you on about? £750 in Irish money. I had it last night. Where is it? You know I had it. What? He said, what are you on about? I didn't fucking touch it. I said, you're lying. I said, you're lying. £750 I had last night. This is and when money was money. I said, you're lying. I had £750 when we came in last night, and you know I had. You know I had. It was wrapped up in that envelope. So where's the money? It's not there today, because we're going to Navan and I need to get that money, because when you know I have to pay your man back. I said, Freddie started laughing. I said, you're lying, you bastard. You took it. 16 hours before that, we were in the International Bar drinking tequila and we were bananas drunk. A friend of mine owed me money because he crashed a car in the Blackrock shopping centre. A friend of mine from Navan crashed a car in a shopping centre in Blackrock.
In the shopping centre?
Did he drive it up
the stairs?
Crashed his van in against this really nice Jaguar owned by this mother coming out of Blackrock. £750 damage, and he hadn't got the money, and he couldn't tell his dad, and he had to get the van fixed and her thing fixed. So £750 was £750.
A lot of money, yeah.
Right, and I gave it to him. I gave him a lend of the £750. I met him in a street in Dublin. I gave him £750.
Where did you get £750?
Yeah. I was working at the time. I was living out in Watson Road. I was working for Cloche and Amin. I had saved money. I had a couple of grand in the bank. But
do you remember when you used to have saved money?
£750 Irish pounds. He rang me. I gave it to him. 3 weeks later, he managed to pay me back, and we were on the rip in Dublin. And I was in the International Bar at about 5 o'clock, and he gave me £750 Irish. And I went, great, let's go for it. We were drinking Weiss beer. We were mad into German Weiss beer, strong. And we were mad into Mezcal tequila, which is the bottles of tequila with the worm on the bottom. So when you drink a lot of it, and you get a bottle between four of you, once you get down to the worm, you'd all bite the worm and it'd be a psychedelic. It's Mezcal. It would give you a little bit. So anyway, I got home that night and I'm bananas. I was so drunk. Blah, blah, blah. We left the International Bar. We got home eventually out to Killiney, Ballybrack. £750 cash. We were going to Navan. I was hungover. I couldn't find it. Couldn't find it in my jeans. Couldn't find it in my jacket. Couldn't find it in the car outside. Panic. Freddie laughing at me. I said, you're lying. You took it. You knew I hid it somewhere last night. Where is it? He laughing. Relax. Got the number for the International Bar. On our way to Navan, back in. Now, when you go into a bar the next day after being in there, like the scene of the crime, it doesn't smell right. It's not nice to be back in the bar a couple of hours later.
Yes.
Upstairs to the room where we were sitting in the corner in the little stools, me down on my hands and knees on sticky pub.
Yeah.
And I'm in under tables and I'm lifting up this and your man is standing there, Hector, no problem. Just give us a few minutes, will you? Freddie's just smiling, laughing at me, and I'm going, you fucking man, what? Give us a hell of a hand here. Under the tables, everywhere. I says, could I go out to the bins? Out to the back of the International Bar, lift up the big bins. He says, that's last night.
Oh,
I got a pair of plastic gloves. I started rummaging around for an
slops
envelope.
And everything
slops
in there.
And the smell and everything. After about 20 minutes, I said, I can't do it anymore. It's gone. £750 Irish pounds. Gone. Down to Navan.
No CCTV footage?
No, nothing like that. Down to Navan. Saturday. All Saturday evening. I'd be thick headed.
Sweating
me.
And
just thick headed me mother. Say, you're not going out tonight? No, Freddie, off to the Royal Mead. I was there, no, I'm not going out. I'm lying in front of the telly watching Winning Streak. £750 Irish pounds gone, man. What happened? And we were as bad.
the whole of Sunday dinner, and then heading back to Dublin for the next week. Freddie in the front of the car, the Mitsubishi Colt 89, red one, the one that was in the water in Bettystown, yeah. And he's smiling.
Do you want to listen to music? I said, put on what you fucking like, I don't give a shit. He's laughing at me. Why are you laughing at me?
Still laughing at me.
He says, these things happen. These things happen. I said, relaxed. I don't lose things. How could I lose 750 quid?
I slept that night. I went to work the next day. Tuesday passed. Wednesday passed.
So you were, what do you offer to cook? Whatever you fucking want. I don't want any pasta.
Up in my room. Reading Viz comics and fucking pissed off. And about Thursday then, I said, fuck this anyway. And I went back searching again.
Where?
In the room. I took out every drawer from there. Did you know these big, massive drawers with about 600 boxer shorts and the waving, yeah, giving a hand here? Pull the fucking whole dresser off the fucking side, up on top of a wardrobe on a stepladder, hands down the back of it, trying to look in the back of a fucking wardrobe with a little type of spying thing, putting me hand in, old dirty manky socks from the people who lived there before me, coming out all dusty, out condom. What was this? And then I was like, the fucking, how come I didn't lose it? Pulling up the carpet. And then finally I said, fuck this bed. The bed was bolted in. The bed was bolted into the wall on three sides, right? And I was pulling it. Get a fucking screwdriver. Downstairs, I got a screwdriver. And I went to ask it, and I couldn't really open the stupid Phillips because the head was broken on the screws, and I'm pulling it. And then I finally pulled it off the hinge, and the bed popped out. And then I put my hand in right at the top where no Hoover, no man, no woman, no human being has ever been. And down I went with my hand, and then under the mattress and down into the wooden part of it. And then all of a sudden, I said, what the fuck is that?
Oh,
what the fuck is that? Up comes the envelope. 750 Irish pounds. I had hidden it so well in my height of complete and utter drunkenness.
Wild.
Well, I swear to God, Freddie, you fucking bastard! I knew you weren't lying to me. He's there, what I want. He says you fucking found it. Yes! Within 15 minutes, we were in the Mitsubishi Colt heading to Hollywood Nights above the Stillorgan dual carriage. We parked the car into the car park. Wicked Willie was DJing. Hollywood Nights was massive around Stillorgan at the time. We were up at the fucking bar. Cool. But I found the 7.
How did
you? Isn't that mad on my madness of drunkenness? I hid it so
how,
well.
Though? How did
I
you hide it?
I don't know, Tommy, because you know you do strange things when you're so drunk. But I managed.
I thought you were going to say you spent it or something.
I found it 5 days later, and I'd gone through the anguish, the turmoil, the mental fucking torment.
The fucking relief of that must have been massive.
But when I went into Freddie in his box and he lying in the bed and he laughing, I said, you're lying, you took it. You took my money because you knew I was drunk. Well,
Freddie was pretty laid back about it, wasn't he?
He was just going, would you stop? But I found it. 750 Irish punts.
Well, everybody, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll see you, please God, all things being well enough this time next week.
In 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.